The lushest conditions at this point exist from the Central Plains into much of the Central Corn Belt, with a number of states still above 70% good to excellent, which is phenomenal for this time of year. But we have those dry pockets that we continue to watch. Switching over to look at some of those very poor-to-poor conditions in the southeast, by August 7th, we had started to stabilize in states like Georgia and South Carolina. Both of those states reported two-point changes in very poor-to-poor conditions, improving from 37% a week ago to 35%. In the eastern Corn Belt, Ohio now 33% very poor-to-poor, Michigan 32%, and some of those conditions that are not very good for pastures stretching on into the Northeast and New England. The Southern Plains have also begun to dry out quite a bit, but still holding on with 26% very poor-to-poor is Texas. That's a six-point increase from the previous week. In Oregon, 43% of the pasture and rangeland rated in very poor-to-poor condition on August 7th, topping the western U.S.